We want to talk with Boston, Massachusetts. Hello, Richard.
Hi. I have a question concerning the 144,000.
Okay.
I'd like to know specifically, where are these people coming from? Can you shed any light on that for me?
Well, there have been a lot of strange ideas about the 144,000. First of all, for our friends listening, the information on the 144,000 is found primarily in Revelation 7 and Revelation 14. That's where you're going to find 90% of it, if not 99% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, because it says that they are not defiled with women for they are virgins,
mm-hmm.
some people think, does that mean all the 144,000 must be unmarried and must be virgins? The term virgin there in the New Testament is a symbol for theologically pure. It means that they are not defiled with the false doctrines of the woman in Revelation 17. They are pure theologically. It's not saying that they're all going to be young girls.
Okay.
Now, there's a lot of symbolism in the book of Revelation. Here's something that people are very interested to learn. The 144,000, it says, are 12,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the only place in the Bible the list appears in this form. Now, here's how it appears. It says, from the tribe of Judah, 12,000, from the tribe of Reuben, 12,000, and this is Revelation 7, friends, from the tribe of Gad, 12,000, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, Benjamin. They're all mixed up. Those names each have a meaning. In Hebrew, when they named a child, they named him with a phrase, a word that had a phrase attached to it. For instance, when Leah gave birth to Judah, she said, I will praise the Lord, because she had been praying for another son.
Okay.
When Reuben was born, she said, he has looked on me. Now, normally the firstborn is mentioned first, but in the list here in Revelation, Judah is mentioned first. Reuben, the firstborn, is second. Dan is left out, and so is Ephraim. It's a very interesting list. So if you take the names, listen carefully, friends, you're going to really, this is a profound, staggering thought. You take the names the way they're listed in Revelation of those 12 tribes, you line up the meanings of the names, and this is what it says. Judah, for instance, means I will praise the Lord. Reuben, he has looked on me. Let me just read it without comment. I will praise the Lord. He has looked on me and given good fortune. Happy am I, for my wrestling God is making me to forget. God hears me, and he has joined to me. He has purchased me a dwelling. God will add to me the son of his right hand. Now, isn't that amazing that the names, the way they're listed, describe the church and the battle between good and evil? That they are his bride, and he has purchased them a dowry.
Amen.
This is a story of Christ marrying his church and delivering his church from the world in the names of the 144,000, the way they're listed.
Okay.
Now, one other fascinating thing here about this, the 144,000 are your modern-day apostles. They, you know, just like you had 12 apostles to reach Israel,
mm-hmm.
God's going to have 12 times 12,000 people who will reach the world just before the second coming.
Okay.
I have a whole lesson on that you can send to Amazing Facts. And I think they'll send that to you for free, okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.